This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A new study finds a surprising pattern as to the way benefits to the poor are given out in America. It's from Johns Hopkins economics professor Robert Moffitt, who crunched welfare numbers over several decades and joins us now. Hello, Robert.
Nice to talk to you.
For simplicity, let's focus on two groups, what we'll call the poor and the very poor. In your research, what did you find that was different about what these two groups of people are getting?
Well, to my surprise, even though we would think that the government would support the very poorest of the poor more than you would support those who were at least a little bit better off, I found just the opposite. The amount of support that the government is giving has actually risen for those over $10,000, but actually declined for those less than $10,000.
Now, in studies of poverty, we sometimes hear the phrase the deserving poor. If you can just explain what that means and how that seems to play into what you've found about who's getting welfare benefits and how much they're getting.
The deserving poor is used to describe how voters and society view the deservingness of some families and not others. The emphasis on work has always been present in American society. I think that emphasis has really increased over the past 30 years. But I think they view families that aren't working as undeserving. And I think that is the cause of the decline in support for those various poor that we've observed.
Knowing that there's only so much money to go around, what do you think should be done for what, in this case, we're kind of simplifying and calling the very poor Americans?
Well, I certainly would never want to reduce the support for any of the groups, but I think we need some programs that will help the families at the bottom who are making attempts to succeed. For example, if a family wishes to make an effort and undergo a training program to increase their skills and earn more, we should certainly expand those programs, but we also should support those families for an even short term with a little bit of cash just to tide them over and avoid the desperate situations they're in. We really haven't made enough of an effort in that direction.
Okay, Robert Moffitt from Johns Hopkins, thanks so much for giving us some insight into what are some tricky questions.
Thank you.